Chapter 35. She decamped last night, ma'am, cried Mrs. Bute. She left a letter for me, Briggs exclaimed. He's married to, prepare her, for heaven's sake. Don't torture her, my dear Miss Briggs. She's married to whom? Cries the spinster in a nervous fury. To a relation of, she refused Sir Pitt, cried the victim. Peek at once. Don't drive me mad. Oh, ma'am, prepare her, Miss Briggs, she's married to Rawdon Crawley. Rawdon married Rebecca Governess Nobod, get out of my house, you fool, you idiot, you stupid old Briggs, how dare you? You're in the plot you made him marry, thinking that I'd leave my money from him, you did, Martha, the poor old lady screamed in hysteric sentences. I, ma'am, ask a member of this family to marry a drawing master's daughter? Her mother was a Montmorency, cried out the old lady, pulling at the bell with all her might. Her mother was an opera girl, and as he has been on the stage or worse herself, said Mrs. Bute. Miss Crawley gave a final scream, and fell back in a faint. They were forced to take her back to the room which as he had just quitted. One fit of hysterics succeeded another. The doctor was sent for, the apothecary arrived. Mrs. Bute took up the post of nurse by her bedside. Her relations ought to be round about her, that amiable woman said. As he had scarcely been carried up to her room, when a new person arrived to whom it was also necessary to break the news. This was Sir Pitt. Here's Becky, he said, coming in. Here's her traps. She's coming with me to Queen's Crawley. Have you not heard the astonishing intelligence regarding her surreptitious union? Briggs asked. What's that to me? Sir Pitt asked. No, she's married. That makes no odds. Tell her to come down at once, and not keep me. Are you not aware, sir, Miss Briggs asked, that as he has left our roof, to the dismay of Miss Crawley, who was nearly killed by the intelligence of Captain Rawdon's union with her. When Sir Pitt Crawley heard that Rebecca was married to his son, he broke out into a fury of language, which it would do no good to repeat in this place, as indeed it sent poor Briggs shuddering out of the room, and with her, we will shut the door upon the figure of the frenzied old man, wild with hatred and insane with baffled desire. One day after he went to Queen's Crawley, he burst like a madman into the room as he had used, when there dashed open her boxes with his foot, and flung about her papers, clothes, and other relics. Miss Horrocks, the butler's daughter, took some of them. The children dressed themselves and acted plays in the others. It was but a few days after the poor mother had gone to her lonely burying place, and was laid, unwept and disregarded, in a vault full of strangers. Suppose the old lady doesn't come to, Rawdon said to his little wife, as they sat together in the snug little Brompton lodgings. As he had been trying the new piano all the morning, the new gloves fitted her to a nicety, the new shawls became her wonderfully, the new rings glittered on her little hands, and the new watch ticked at her waist. Suppose she don't come round, eh, Becky? I'll make your fortune, she said. And Delilah patted Samson's cheek. You can do anything, he said, kissing the little hand. Be by Jove you can, and we'll drive down to the Star and Garter, and dine, by Jove. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.